The science is saying this very, very clearly. And this talk, in series of talks in Paris, is part of a series of international talks that happen every year and happen, you know, kind of in between as well. They have smaller talks to try and negotiate an international agreement on tackling climate change. So it's vitally important that the minister is there, as he said. It's vitally important that every other country is there, that we get a good deal that will tackle climate change, that will reduce our carbon emissions, that will help poor people in developing countries that are suffering now as we speak from the effects of climate change.
But can we make any progress if the likes of India, which is developing, continues to burn the amount of coal, for instance, that it's burning?
Well, India and China and other places are often held up as examples of how we can never have success because of the way they're developing. But if we take, if we consider a kind of a individual global fair share of carbon emissions, then it is in developed countries like the UK, like America, for example, that are producing the lion's share of emissions. India and China are still way behind. China is about the fair share, the global fair share. India is way behind the global fair share. So they have room to develop. We don't have. We have to make the cuts to enable them to develop. So they want a decent standard of living, just like anyone would. So we have to give them the space to develop, and that means that we have to cut.
A serious number of people protesting in various cities around the world yesterday. Some of it was very jovial. Sadly, there was a minority element in Paris who really were embarrassing and stole the headlines to some extent from the people who were there for the right reasons. But is the message beginning to get across to the general public that each and every one of us have something to do to protect this patch of land on which we live that we call planet Earth for future generations, literally for, without doubt, for our great-grandchildren?
Yes, I think so. People are concerned about this. They see it in their own lives, in you know, strange weather patterns, and farmers, for example, struggling to have predictable weather patterns, you know, knowing when to put out their crops. This is particularly the case in developing countries where they're very reliant on predictable rains, for example, and those rains have become increasingly unpredictable. So I think it is having an impact on people, and they are becoming more aware of it, certainly.
But, you know, we hear about in the future there'll be wars over water and who's got the water rights and who's got the run of the river. Indeed, who's even got access to a well. There'll be wars over the like of that. But here in Northern Ireland, we look out and we see, you know, the rain beating down again today. Yeah, we see a bit of flooding from time to time, and we tend to blame that on very bad planning. But can you convince people in Northern Ireland that they are going to suffer because the climate is changing and the globe generally is suffering?
Well, certainly we are in a more comfortable position. We are not at the bearing the brunt of it just yet. But you mentioned flooding. Flooding is happening much more frequently, and this is something that farmers, for example, are struggling with, whether their land is being increasingly flooded. And it is a consequence of a number of factors, planning and land use and you know, deforestation of upland areas and, you know, a whole load of complex factors.
Yeah, but it's not down to climate change.
No, it is, because we have an increased rainfall. The thing that is primarily driving it is the increased rainfall. So those other factors are exacerbating the problem, but all that rainfall has to go somewhere and goes into the river, and it ends up, you know, you have a tree blocking the bridge and, you know, the small village downstream, and then it gets badly flooded and it backs up into the field.
But Declan, I've discussed this with some of the record holders or the people who would be in the vaults of the weather departments, and they tend to say it balances out over the centuries, over the generations, that we're not really getting any more rain than we used to get.
Well, I mean, I don't know which data you're looking at, but certainly the prediction is that we will have increased storminess, increased rainfall, and we're already beginning to see the beginning of that. Now, it's not so severe here. I fully accept that point, but there are parts of the world that are being very severely impacted, and it is not some hypothetical potential threat for the future. It's a real and present danger for them now, today. So we have a responsibility not just to protect our own lives, but to protect the lives of other people, because we are the ones that are producing those emissions that are causing the droughts and the crop failures in Africa. So we have to take responsibility for that. We can't say, oh, let's wait until my fields are flooded, or let's wait until my house is flooded. We have to act now.
So everyone in Northern Ireland, if everyone did a little, would that help, or would it simply be, to mix the metaphors, a drop in the ocean?
Well, of course, Northern Ireland is a small economy. We produce a relatively small a number of greenhouse gases, but we are part of a global economy. And for example, you know, we get a lot of our goods from other parts of the world, and we have to consider our impact, not just on what we are producing, you know, in driving our car or burning coal and or oil in our house, whatever it happens to be, but also the goods and services that we are getting from other parts of the world. So we are part of this global conspiracy, and we can't just isolate our own little activities and think, oh, we are not doing that much, so let's not really bother doing anything. We have to consider the total, the complexity of it, the global scale of it.
One final question, Declan, on the back of what I did refer to there, when the people, as I described them, letting the side down across in Paris by getting involved in the violence. Is there a worry and a concern that the elements within extremism will jump on board any bandwagon that's going through town? They've done it with the animal rights activists in the past. Now they're possibly going to do it with those who are calling for climate change. It is vital that when you protest with regards to climate change, that you don't have confrontation with the authorities, violent confrontation. How concerned would Friends of the Earth be about that as a growing issue?
Well, certainly all of our demonstrations that we would get involved with and that we would organise are well stewarded, and the people on the demonstrations and the rallies and the marches are always well behaved and act within the law. Yes, you're right. You will always get people who are up for a bit of a fight. But, you know, Paris is a particularly difficult situation just at the moment, given the events that have happened not that long ago. And I think the French police are pretty hyped up. So I wonder how much it's a kind of a consequence of the feeling and the atmosphere in Paris just at the moment. But yeah, absolutely, you're right. We should ensure that there is no violence.
Declan, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
No problem at all.
That's Declan
Bye.
Allison from the Friends of the Earth organisation. You can let us know what you think. It is a major conference. It's pulling together all the world leaders. Okay, maybe it's getting a bit more coverage this time round because it's in Paris. However, climate change is happening. I'm saying that because I'm reading so much about it, and I'm now convinced it is happening. And then I glance at a screen that says climate change isn't happening. Have you read this article? Sometimes it is so difficult to come to the correct conclusion. But we've got to stop the temperatures from rising. There is a serious, serious issue. And I just wonder if as individuals we can all do a little.